degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Mill Ridge Park is getting a significant upgrade. The South Nashville spot has been granted $4 million through the National Park Service for improvements to the park's farm. The funds will go toward creating new spaces for outdoor recreation, nature education, environmental stewardship, and preservation of the neighborhood's history. The dollars will also help renovate the park's barn into a nature center that can also host classes, farmers markets, and special events. Mill Ridge isn't the only Nashville park receiving some attention. The new Mariposa Park was recently unveiled in South Nashville, and last month, Metro acquired 300 additional acres to expand Beeman Park. Nashville pop music visionary Houston Kendrick has his second album arriving this week. He'd intended to release it through a record label. When that deal fell apart, he enlisted creative friends like Blair Beamer to help with the visuals.
I was like, Blair, this sounds crazy and expensive. I can't do this. And they were like, oh, we're doing it.
They went to work creating elaborate costumes from recycled materials.
As queer people from the South or who live in the South, it is intrinsic to our nature to know how to make a lot out of a little.
Senior music writer Julie Height says Houston Kendrick realized truly grand ambitions in this DIY way. His album, Portrait of a Boy on Fire, is out today. You can hear the whole story at WPLN.org. There's good news for Antioch's burgeoning Chinatown development. The grocery store that anchors the complex is not in the way of the state's planned expansion of Interstate 24. The Pan-Asia supermarket just opened 6 months ago. It could have faced demolition under one construction option for the addition of paved choice lanes on I-24. However, News Channel 5 reports that the state has opted for a different construction plan that spares the store. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.